and welcome to another parent episode of the Crestwood Intermediate School podcast. My name is Sarah Moore, and I am the gifted teacher here at CIS. Today, we have an interview with our school counselor, Emily. She has some suggestions for how to help our kiddos in their classes. Thank you for tuning in. Could you please introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about your role here at CIS?
My name is Emily Smith, and I'm the school counselor at Crestwood Primary and Intermediate. My main role is to work with students individually in small groups, and I also go into classrooms for guidance lessons. So my job is to help all the students become successful academically, emotionally, socially, and in their future careers.
So what are some of the academic challenges you see students dealing with in our building currently?
The most common reasons that students are referred to me typically are because they lack focus in the classroom. They have some difficulty regulating their emotions, so they might get upset really easily when something might be a small problem to us, it's a bigger problem to them. Some of them lack motivation. And I also see some that are really struggling with time management and responsibility, so they might finish their work, but they don't turn it in or they're not doing it at all.
Any idea as to why they might be facing these challenges or what the factors are that are involved in these challenges?
There really can be a variety of reasons that they're facing these challenges, so I can really speak just for the ones that I see. Some might have a diagnosed disability that makes just skills more challenging. Some might have like ADHD or anxiety, and again, that makes the skills harder to obtain. Other students may have experienced trauma or any adverse childhood experience, which are just stressors in their life. They could be as significant as abuse to something like divorce, and that can have a huge impact to their learning.
If a student is struggling in a particular area, such as reading or math, what are some simple strategies parents can implement at home to help them?
The easiest thing that parents can do is take time to read with their child every day. So it could take only 10 to 20 minutes. You could read to them or they could read to you. You could take turns. And sometimes it helps to make it a little more fun. So if you take trips to the library together or just take books wherever you're going, so making sure they're in the car and at restaurants if you're going out to eat. If they're struggling in math, it would pretty much be the same thing, but just using flashcards. And one thing that I notice is students will take on the same perspective as parents. So you just have to make sure that you're really enthusiastic about school and about what they're learning. And that way they can feel the same way. And they're more positive about working at school and doing their homework. Some other ideas are really just to spend time together as a family. So family dinners, routines, appropriate bedtimes, and making sure that your child comes to school. Those have been shown to be the biggest factors in school performance.
How can parents communicate or work with school personnel to help assist their child's success in the classroom?
Our teachers are very open to communicating with parents because we also want your children to be successful. So I know a lot of our teachers use something called Class Dojo, which allows parents to communicate via text with the teachers, and I know a lot of them can just do that through the day. You could also utilize things such as the Home Access Center or HAC, and that way you can view your child's grades anytime, and it'll help you see their strengths, their weaknesses, any areas they need help in to see maybe if it's tests they're struggling with or the homework. We have parent conferences that are super important to attend, and that way you can hear about how your child's doing in school. You can also email, and as the counselor, I'm also more than happy to help where I can. So anytime you can call or email teachers, counselors, anyone.
Are there any other resources you can recommend that parents can turn to if they want to help play a role in their students' academic success?
As the counselor, I'm going to speak a little more on the mental health side. So if as a parent you feel that your child's academics might be affected because of emotions or trauma, there's many resources in the community. So some examples are Children's Advantage, and we're really fortunate to have a few workers here in our school. There's Coleman, Town Hall 2, Family and Community Services, and some of these services can also help fulfill basic needs if that's something a family needs as well.
All right, thank you so much for sharing your time and some of these tips with us today.
Thank you.